Leading Off with Jody Jackson on the Wolf and Luke Show.
Gurriel swings, lifts one high, hits one deep. This one is long gone to left field.
Brought to you by YRefi. Invest in America's future. Go to investyrefi.com.
All right, on top of the draft and the Suns playoff game, we got the D-backs starting a series in Seattle, not a place the Diamondbacks play all that often. Joining us right now to lead the series off is D-backs broadcaster Jody Jackson on the Arizona Sports Line. Jody, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Yeah, coming off the off day. Hopefully, team is refreshed, ready to go.
Are you there? We lost Jody?
Yeah, sorry about that.
They don't typically play in Seattle. So that right there, I mean, we've already seen a couple different looks early this season. But in Seattle tonight, Zach Gallen on the mound. It's been a lot of back and forth, Jody. It seems like if there's good injury news, then there's also bad injury news with somebody else. If there's a win, it's a loss the next night. How are you feeling about this team right now?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to figure, but back to your Seattle comment, you're right. They were here in 2021, which was when we as broadcasters were not traveling. But then the last time I was with the club here when they came here in 2015, and before that it was 2009. So, you know, now it'll be a more regular thing. But it is hard to figure out. And by the way, it's been raining, but that's very on brand for Seattle. So it's like a real cloudy, you know, cloudy day, but I still call it Safeco, T-Mobile Park, right? It'll be free from, you know, because they got the sort of roof, right? Mostly a roof. But, yeah, it's hard to figure out. This team, they get close to 500, and then they drop back. It's just they haven't been able to get over the hump. And they've had three games now where they've scored 13 or more runs, and they just sort of smell blood and pile on. And then other times, if they're not attacking the starter, you know, they've continued to score one or two runs early on, which is good. It's very good. It's a good trend to get a run or two off the starter. But if they don't kind of break it open early, it feels like it's not going to crack as much later on. And that's kind of what happened the other day with Kyle Gibson. They had him on the ropes and they only got one run and they ended up losing 5-1. And, you know, after the game, Torrey Lovello said he feels like the guys are tired. You know, he did rest a couple of guys in that game. He rested, you know, you had Gurriel on the bench, you had Marte Moreno, and you had Montgomery pitching. And that was kind of hard to watch because I think that he thought the offense would get rolling with the guys that were in there coming off a really big offensive output, 14 runs the night before. And it just didn't happen. They didn't quite pile on the way that I thought. I think that Torrey was maybe predicting there. And Jordan Montgomery pitched really well. And so now we go into this series. Now the Mariners are a team that lost 10 of their first 16, but now they've won 7 of 9. So they've kind of flipped their script. And Julio Rodriguez, who was really struggling early in the season, is now warming up. He's really getting hot. Their pitching staff has been good. They did lose their shortstop to an oblique injury, J.P. Crawford. And I watched the game yesterday. Dylan Moore, you know, he was good at the plate, but he had an error. These are two teams kind of without their shortstop, and they have guys that could fill in there, but that's a position you don't want to be without. So they have that similarity, but this is a team that just took 2 of 3 from the Rangers. They're in the first place in the AL West. So the Mariners are feeling good about themselves. And the D-backs are not, I don't think they're feeling awful about themselves, but I think that they know they could play a lot better.
So how about Corbin Carroll returning home? Any observations, Jody, of Corbin Carroll? And where do you think his expectations are? How jacked up is Corbin Carroll, do you think, to be back home? And will it get him going?
I mean, I think that's what everyone is hoping, Wolf, because he's really struggled. It's really been tough. His batting average is down to 208, I think, and he's popping up the ball to the left side of the infield. He is taking his walks, you know, at times. And I talked to him the other day before the day game in St. Louis, and, you know, he talked pretty openly about, I feel like, you know, he goes, you know, I asked him about being off the day before and getting a little mental break, and he said, you know, it's hard when the other guys are hitting and I don't want to feel like I'm killing a rally. And, you know, he's really in a place where I hope the off day here was good for him, seeing family. I hope all of these guys enjoyed a little downtime and just, you know, maybe getting away from baseball a little bit, but he'll have, I know his mom, Palin, you know, they're going to have a lot of people here, and that'll be great. And hopefully it will turn him around, and hopefully he'll just, you know, maybe get back to some of the things we saw last year at the plate, because I think it can be a situation where you're overthinking everything to the point where you're just looking lost. And he's a really good baseball player. He's played well in the field, and you just want to see him go out there and kind of do his thing again. And hopefully that's what we'll start to see here in Seattle.
Jody, we've had Corbin on the show a few times, but I'm sure you've talked to him a lot more. Is he seems like at least the sort of guy that might, the only thing that would stop him is if he gets in his own head and kind of overthinks it, because the raw natural talent is obviously there. How much of that do you think is happening right now?
I think it is. It's a combination of that. You know, it is a very mental game. And, you know, he's getting pitched to a little differently this year, I'm sure, after winning Rookie of the Year. And so there's that transition that happens. But it is something that I've seen time and time in baseball where guys get off to a slow start and warm up, or they're hot to start and then they slump. And so hopefully, you know, hopefully we're going to look back at this stretch and say this was the coldest part of his season by far. And, you know, and it is a natural thing to look at and say, hey, you're coming here to Seattle, maybe it'll all turn around. But I think he is learning as a baseball player probably how to deal with that mental side. And look, no one cares more than I could tell by talking to him the other day, just how much he cares and how much he wants to come through. Mm-hmm. And we know that can work against you at times. It can feed off of your frustration at the plate, maybe how you can get out of it. The more you want to get out of the slump, the harder it is to get out of it. And so I think that's something that he's learning on the fly here, and that's a natural progression for any baseball player. And it happens to the best of them. I mean, we were just in St. Louis where Paul Goldschmidt was batting. Even if he hit a homer the other day, he's still batting like 180. So it happens to everyone. And, yeah, Corbin Carroll is just too good to stay in this for too long.
Jody, do you have any news on the injury situation for the Diamondbacks? Because once again, my goodness, Merrill Kelly now out for a month. That's the latest coming down. What can you tell us?
Yeah, you know, well, that is a concern for sure. Talking to Torrey the other day, we got a little better picture of it, and it appears that it could be at least, you know, it's going to be at least a month, it sounds like. I don't think anyone knows. He was asked to maybe picture it into the framework of the All-Star break, and that is a long way away. He couldn't say that, but it sounds like to me a month or two, even, you know, you have to let the muscle heal. It doesn't sound like it's the worst situation with that muscle. It's a strain, which means there might be like a little bit of tearing in there, but it doesn't sound like it's a, you know, they didn't come out and say, okay, this is 3 months, it's a tear. But somewhere, you know, in the middle maybe, and hopefully it isn't much longer than a month, but it sounds like it could be more toward the 2 month range. I don't want anyone to panic. I just don't know, but let's, you know, and there's nothing they can do about that. And, you know, they've relied on Merrill so much, and they're going to have to really put their, put this in the hands of these young pitchers until Rodriguez comes back, Eduardo Rodriguez, which again, we're looking at probably another month there. But I will say this, Paul Sewald pitched well the other day, and I don't know if he's going to show up here in Seattle to face his former team, but there seems to be a little bit of a thought of that. I was thinking more Dodgers on Monday, and that may still be true. But, you know, there's a little bit of banter of like, okay, does he need another outing there with Reno, or does he want to just come here? So I don't know. I haven't been over there yet today. It's a little early, but certainly we're going to be on that early on and find out if Paul Sewald is rejoining.
See, Jody brought us good news right there at the very end, Wolf. Jody, it's always great talking to you.
I don't really know, but no,
that's, we're taking that. That's good enough. Thank you.
Take it and run with it.
Yep.
Thank you, Jody.
Thanks, Jody.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.